Monday, January the 15th, was a day of transition. Gone were the leisurely days at the ranch, the bridge marathons that lasted sometime until 1 o'clock at night. It'd been 4 nights in a row. Brendan had lost 16 pounds about, several inches in the waist. He'd swum almost every day in that covered swimming pool. He'd done exercises and ridden that bicycle. Somewhere there is a line, "The happy country has no history." And that is the way it had been at the ranch. No history. At least, nothing particularly significant for me. But quite happy. Now, that is behind me. I did sleep until 9:30, but from then on it was a very busy day. I spent the morning with Liz and Bess and Ashton, going over innumerable invitations, evaluating them, seeing a proposal Liz had about the best trips to take, how to spend my time, what groups to see. I signed an enormous stack of mail. With Lyndon, I watched part of last year's State of the Union message on TV. Then at 3:30, Lyndon had lunch with George Christian, and I joined them. I think I mildly reproached him for the late lunch hour, and he said something so typical and rather plaintive. "I have been in a hurry all my life. I never have had time to stay as long in one place as I would like. I have been fighting an uphill fight all my life." I could understand it so well, because I knew his mind was lashed as though to a Siamese twin for that inescapable problem of how and when do I face up to this running again or getting out. 5, John Walker came to see me. We had tea in the Lincoln sitting room in front of the fire, and I showed him the list of acquisitions at the White House in the last 4 years, and he helped me evaluate ones that he thought were the most significant. Little vignettes of human interest about them. We talked about ways to make the show mean more. It's Barbara Walters' thing I'm doing for TV. Simone was with us. I talked about my feeling for all of them, the course I thought the show should take, to let the country know that it was an ongoing program and would last like the White House, as long as this country and this mansion last. That many wonderful things had come in the last 4 years, and that others were needed. He is one of the gentlest, smoothest, most genuinely helpful people I know. When he left, I went back to work. The accumulation of Christmas mail is gigantic. And then to the swimming pool for 30 laps. It was 10 o'clock when Lyndon came home for dinner. And this is typical of our Washington nights. Then I had some exercises and a massage with Chief Mills and was in bed about midnight.